This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of tornadoes tear through the south central United States. At least 25 of them were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas yesterday. There have been no reports of fatalities. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. And this is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. Right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
We told you at the top about dozens of tornadoes touching down in the south yesterday. Well, parts of downtown Davenport, Iowa, are under several feet of water after the Mississippi River breached a temporary levee there. Iowa's mayor is Frank Klipsch, and he says it's going to take some time to recover from this one.
What we're seeing here is a challenge and very devastating for a lot of the people that live and work in this particular area.
He was speaking to NBC News. The ADP National Employment Report is just out, and it shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts estimated, and the most since last July. A total of 223,000 service sector jobs were created. The official government jobs report is due out on Friday. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. He's released 10 years of them today. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
More now on the unrest in Venezuela as the Federal Aviation Administration released a warning about flying over that nation. The FAA issued a directive prohibiting U.S. airlines and operators from traveling below 26,000 feet when in Venezuelan airspace. It's also ordered all U.S. operators that are in Venezuela to leave by the most expeditious possible route within the next 2 days. The agency pointing to the political instability in that country, which did result in those violent clashes yesterday. A new study is finding that the number of suicides of people ages 10 to 17 increased by nearly 200 after the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why debuted in 2017. The Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says that they could not establish a link that the series caused the spike, but found an increase of nearly 29% in just the first month after that show's release. And a Houston woman who found Tony Hawk's skateboard is calling it the best gift ever for her birthday. The legendary skateboarder posted on Twitter on Tuesday he had left a signed skateboard near Bush Intercontinental Airport for someone to find. Bunny Riggs went on Facebook a couple of hours later saying she had found the board, which had Hawk's signature and personal hashtag on it. Hawk didn't say why he decided to leave the skateboard near that particular airport. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll. It's what it's all about here. We've got a country to save, and thank you for joining in. I am Bill Martinez. Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado, joins us. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thank you. I hope you are too, Bill.
Hey, I am. I'm doing wonderful, keeping an eye on all things political on behalf of the good people. You know, we the people who are in charge here, you know, watching the shenanigans out of D.C., of course, you know, going to the Hill to answer some questions from the senators is A.G. Bill Barr. I'm sure the president is glad to have a wingman back.
Yeah, and you know, until the Democrats didn't get a Mueller report that was satisfying to them, virtually everybody on Capitol Hill and beyond there, thought Bill Barr was of impeccable character and confidence and experience, and now, of course, the Democrats are attacking him, and the old politics of personal destruction are at play.
Well, the exposure on this whole deal, Bob, is so extreme. It's not only the Democrats, which you expect, but the mainstream media. You know, there's no holds barred. I mean,
isn't that one and the same?
Yeah. Forget about the Fourth Estate, huh? The Fourth Estate has now been obliterated. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. So much of the media is. I mean. Haven't been in that game, the game of politics at the federal level. I kind of recognize it when I see it. And literally, you watch some of these broadcasts, you listen to or read some of the articles you get printed, and you have to know that they're coming straight from the Democrats' talking point. You can just go down bullet point by bullet point. Mm-hmm. The lines have more than blurred. There's almost been a marriage with much of the media and the Democrat Party. It's pretty insane. It's really hard to get objective news today.
Was it really this bad when you were in D.C., Bob?
No. And we thought, you know, that was a time, you know, after 9/11, during the Bush years. Especially when there was some war weariness and attitudes turned. That's the time when a lot of folks said, boy, it can't get any worse than this. It can't get any more bitter. It can't get any more partisan than this. But yet it does. And you've touched on one of the pieces that I think are really a conundrum for folks right now is the complicity of the media in our national politics. The objectivity just seems to be gone with much of the media.
Is it as galling for you as it is increasingly for mainstream America to have a president so maligned, a guy who's working his tail off on behalf of the people, incredible results, whether we're talking the economy, I mean, just go right down the list, foreign policy, things that he's been able to handle. So, and I think to some surprise for many, because, you know, they believed in the narrative. They believed in the propaganda of what the mainstream media has been putting out there. I mean, 90% of the reporting on Donald Trump has been absolutely negative. But they want to make him, the scapegoat for everything.
Yeah, it's way beyond being dismayed or even disgusted. I don't know what the right word is, Bill. But it's pretty shameful. And we can be honest. There are times when you scratch your head and there's reason to criticize this tweet or why did he say that or
right.
But the big they can't give him credit for a single thing. I mean, and they won't. The economy, we just got new numbers again, 3.2% GDP growth. Wasn't it Barack Obama, you know, the all-knowing Barack Obama who said that the new normal was going to be at that 1% GDP growth, maybe 2%. Trump said, no, we can do better, and we have. They can't even say attaboy for that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty obscene. And you know, we waited about over 2 years for this Mueller report. They didn't get the report they wanted. So now now they've got to attack Bill Barr. They've got to even go after Mueller at times. And somehow Jerry Nadler, who I served with, I can't believe he's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. But somehow Jerry Nadler is going to get at the bottom of it. Not so.
Right.
I mean, this is, it's so blatantly political. It's not about good government. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about truth. This is pure politics at its worst, not at its best,
right.
At its worst. And we end up being the ones who are coming up with the short end of the stick because we're not getting good government. We're not getting good performance out of our elected officials. It's really sad.
Well, the people need to speak up on this, Bob, and I think they are. I mean, the majority, I think the latest survey I was looking at, 71% of America says enough with this impeachment stuff, enough with this investigation.
Yeah.
You know, $70 million combined between Mueller and all the attorneys that he had, his fortified team. And then congressional hearings, senatorial hearings and investigations and everything. And that's just last year alone, about $70 million. And they came up with Bupkis. And here they are. I mean, they are stuck in 2016. I mean, it's like you want to, you know, hit the needle a little bit, see if we can get them in the next groove. Because they're so deep in this groove, in this rut. As you say, it's wasting time. It's wasting the people's time because they're there to do the people's business, not to mention the people's money.
Yeah, they've taken this this resist motto of theirs, agenda of theirs. They've taken it to a dangerous level. And I'll mention it again. When I was there, we thought partisanship had gotten to an all-time low, can't get any worse. It continues to get worse, and this absolute paralysis and the obsession with Trump hatred is really destructive. Our society has become so embittered. It's not healthy, Bill.
It's
not healthy for the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Exactly. Well, what is it? Do the people have to surrender and finally just say, okay, we're just going to let the elites have their way, let them have their cheese back, so they quit sniveling, and we go back to, less than 3% GDP and all the vision that Barack Obama and the lefties had for our country, so that way, it'll keep them quiet and, maybe by their definition, Bill Maher and all the others, there's some return to normal.
Well, it's time to save this republic, as Ben Franklin told. And hey, you're right. The people got to rise up and do just that. It's in our hands.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, heed the warning. This is a government up for by we the people. By definition and by design of our founding fathers, it was never meant to be in the hands of a few elites. This is the problem. And guess what? They're not going to let go easily. That's what this resistance is all about. They cannot accept the votes of 63 million Americans and said, look it, we want Donald Trump to be our president. Political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, the one, the only, Bob Beaupre is with us. He'll be back after the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my
Every time I hear this song, I just envision Nancy Pelosi singing this to Donald Trump, huh? We could only be so lucky. Although, hey, Bob Boupre, they did meet in the middle anyway, just in terms of an overall idea of infrastructure, which the president had recognized for quite a while. This is low-hanging fruit. But now, you know, come up with a $2 trillion price tag, then people go, oh, yeah, but how are we going to pay for it?
Well, there is that part. That's a big part when you're talking about trillions of dollars.
Yes.
And I'd like to see them get something done. Maybe they will. Lord knows we do need some improved infrastructure. But I think what they'll get to is splitting hairs over whether we do bike paths along interstate highways or whether we actually pour some more concrete and build some more lanes. You know, we've got airports that need fixing. We've got bridges that need fixing. We've got waterways and harbors that need a lot of work. But that, I expect, like they've done so many times, when you get into the details, that's when Nancy and Chuck will screw things up again.
Well, yeah, because you got the one-eyed beetle you got to save. You know, and all the other...
Where it always goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, back in my day, I was on the Transportation Committee, and I went through those arguments. You know, somebody wants a roadside park named after them instead of really improving the highway that people drive on. And it's amazing the amount of money that gets frittered away in the name of improved infrastructure that really does very little for the mobility or the safety while you're busy moving from point to point of the average Joe on the road.
Well, the thing I'm concerned about here, Bob, and I think you would agree with this, is that, you know, the easy exit or the easy answer for these politicians is, well, we'll just add a tax to gas. you know, I mean, to me, that is it's a lack of creativity. Because we know, you know, how that impacts the poorest of the poor.
It's an extremely regressive tax. You're absolutely correct. And when they talk about increasing the gas tax, as my state is doing right now, of course, since we're in Democrat control, it's also increasingly unfair. What I mean by that is that there's fewer and fewer people using gas at all. We have more electric cars and hybrid cars. Natural gas-powered cars, LNG, and so it's not only a declining resource and a regressive tax, it really doesn't make much sense. We need to move to a different system. We could talk all day about that too, but they love to raise taxes, and if it's unfair, oh well.
So yeah, exactly. Let's take a look at what's going on south of us in Venezuela. This has become the absolute poster child for socialism at a time when this country is talking about moving more in that direction.
Yeah, somehow, you know, AOC and Bernie and company, they don't connect those dots. But this is exactly, I mean, they may not all end as in as much turmoil and as much chaos, but this is what happens to socialist regimes. History doesn't lie. There's never been one in the history of the world that has tried it and been successful at it. Quite the opposite. You know, Hugo Chavez and now his successor Maduro, they tried to shove it down the throat of the Venezuelan people, and what are they doing? They're starving. Mm-hmm. Their economy is in shambles. It's really a pathetic, talk about a humanitarian crisis.
Exactly.
There's one.
Yeah, you've already had 3 million people, refugees, that have left the country for starvation, you know, for the abuse that's going on, as you say. I mean, this is the nature of socialism. It's a killer. I mean, this actually kills people. And if you think not, all you had to do was watch those military vehicles run over people en masse. I mean, that is disgusting, you know, but this is how desperate they become, right?
Yeah, how unbelievable was that scene? It is. When, you know, desperate people end up doing desperate things, and Maduro has been doing some very desperate things trying to hang on to power. You know, I was optimistic, if you can even use that word, relative to Venezuela when I woke up yesterday morning and found out what was going on, and and the speculation that maybe he's by the end of the day he'd be out of Venezuela and in exile somewhere, and Guaido would come to power, and maybe some semblance of peace would break out. Then the Russians get in the middle of it apparently, and Maduro's still there.
Right, they took him off the plane. He was on a plane to Cuba, said, "No, we don't think so. You need to get off that plane." You see, and this is the problem: you've got Cuban interests, you got Russian interests, and here it is: America is. Are we going to get drawn into something unintended?
That's the scary part. You know, we stand with the people. We recognize Guaido as the legitimate leader of their government. And according to their constitution, as I understand it, he is, because the rise to power of Maduro certainly wasn't legitimate. So it is a very, very dangerous situation. And since we're standing with them, what does that mean? Does it, you know, we've seen this play before. And does that mean that at some point we have little choice but to send in some military troops and run the risk of escalation? I mean, it's a tense time, and I'm sure that there's a number of people around the White House, the Pentagon, the CIA, and so forth, and certainly on Capitol Hill that have a pretty big anxiety knot in their belly right now.
Well, Bob, as you and I were talking about, you know, there's some serious considerations right now, and with this resistance and this animus toward the President of the United States. You know, we've got decisions being made, you know, as I said to you, we have decisions by spite, or some non-decisions only because they hate this president so much and they don't want to give him credit. But I keep saying, look at this isn't, you know, this isn't Donald Trump's America. This is America's America. And, you know, they talk about unifying, but they speak in rather disunifying terms.
Well, and usually it's situations like this, foreign policy, national security situations that at least erase the partisan divide. It's usually these kind of situations that will bring leadership together. The White House is correctly, in my opinion, saying all options are on the table. You should not take options away in a time like this. Mm-hmm. You should let opposition around the globe know that you're willing to do what's necessary on behalf of freedom and on behalf of peace, especially in our hemisphere. But I heard James Clyburn, Democrat, yesterday, and part of their leadership, say just the opposite. Nope, can't go there. We saw Obama play foreign policy, national security the same way, voicing what he will never do. Well, you're writing the opposition's playbook.
Exactly.
When you say America's weak, America's timid, America won't engage, you're just giving them a license for the kind of chaos that Russia and Cuba and people like Maduro love.
Well, unless we forget, it's not like the United States is doing this like the Lone Ranger. We've got something like
we've got a
coalition of dozens of countries that see what's happening. And they're, you know, they're sitting on the sidelines in the entire spectrum of saying, hey, you know, we need the U.S. right in the middle of this right away. Why are you guys waiting?
There's been enough Russia and Cuban influence in South and Central America for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You don't need a haven, a bigger haven for it like Venezuela.
And let's not forget the Chinese, right?
Oh, man. You're absolutely good. Who want to fill the vacuum that Obama created by weakening America.
Well, Robert, we'll keep an eye on everything. We appreciate your time and insight as always. Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. Bob, what do you see for the 2020, Democratic lineup here? We got about 20 options so far and counting.
I don't see a good one. I think they're playing right into Donald Trump's hand it just looks like that party is run as far to the left as they possibly could.
Well, Joe Biden hasn't. He still can't find a slogan, so Keep an eye on that. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
Professional
it.
Staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories Tip of the Day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of tornadoes tear through the south central United States. At least 25 of them were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas yesterday. There have been no reports of fatalities. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
No goo-goo, no gaga here. We're giving it to you straight as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Bill Pasco joining us, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director. Hey, Bill, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just trying to, keep an eye on Joe Biden here. I finally got into the race. Still hasn't found a slogan after all this. Maybe that's what kept him back a little bit. I got to find a slogan somewhere, and he spouts out something that sounds too similar to the current slogan of Donald Trump.
Well, the real slogan for the Biden campaign ought to be "Analog Men in a Digital World."
Yes.
This guy has been running for office for 40 years, since I was 12 years old, literally. That was the first time he ran for office. Richard Nixon was still president when he ran for the Senate in Delaware the first time, for goodness sake. This is his third run for the presidency. You know, the first time he ran was 1988. He got caught in a plagiarism scandal. Mm-hmm. Turned out he had lifted speech remarks from a British politician, and then when, you know, once the media gets the scent, they started investigating his background. It turned out he had cheated on college papers all the way back in college. He had plagiarized papers. So he got knocked out in 88. And then he ran again 20 years later in 2008. He decided, obviously, 1988, I was too young.
Everybody forgot. Yeah, sure.
You know, so, okay, now it's 20 years later. We've got a new generation. Maybe they won't remember. And he ran again and came in a stunning fifth place in the Iowa caucuses. And you don't get to compete in New Hampshire if you come in fifth place in the Iowa caucuses. They kick you out.
Right.
But then Barack Obama reached down and gave him new political life by putting him on the ticket. And what he's hoping to do now, apparently, is offer the nation a third Obama term.
Mm.
The problem is, strategically, they were offered a third Obama term a couple years ago in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran, trying to suggest that she would be the third Obama term. You remember that great rally they did in Philadelphia with Michelle and Barack Obama
exactly.
on the night before the election, trying to suggest to everybody, hey, it's four more years of Barack. It'll just be Hillary in the White House behind the desk in the Oval Office. But it'll be just like another 4 years of Obama. That didn't work. It's already been shown. It doesn't work against Donald Trump.
Right.
So I think Biden is, you know, he gets the initial boost, which was to be expected. Everybody's been waiting for this for months now. He's been signaling to people that he's going to make the race. And that, by the way, is the answer to how does a guy raise $6.3 million in one day if he doesn't have an online fundraising database like Beto O'Rourke or Bernie Sanders? The answer is you start calling people 2 months ahead of time and you spend 2 months on the phone raising money but saying, don't send it to me now. Wait until I officially announce
exactly.
in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the third, you know, the third Tuesday of the month, that's when we're going to officially kick this thing off. So that's when I want the check to come in. That's how you raise $6.3 million in 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
How much can he raise in the next 2 months before we get to the end of the second quarter on June 30th? Can he raise another six? Can he raise another 20? Because you know how much money Donald Trump is sitting on right now? $40 million cash on hand.
Right.
There's no president running for re-election in the history of the country that's ever had that much money in the bank at this point in the cycle. So he may have had a very good launch to his campaign, and he did. And he's kicked off his fundraising well, and that's good for him. We'll see where he is in about 2 months.
Well, you know, interesting you should perceive it that way, Bill, because even some critics have looked at his launch and said, you know, this is a little bit of a yawner. You know, it was all hyped up. Biden is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Democratic Party that's gone hard left. Their only hope is, I guess, for moderates is that somehow he brings the party back to the middle. But there's so much inertia. I mean, you can talk about the spread right now between Joe Biden and the rest of the field, but add up the field that's pushing the Democratic Party to the hard left. And it still if it's not comparable, it certainly surpasses any kind of numbers that Biden is showing right now.
Well, what's going on right now in the Democratic Party is there is a battle for the soul and the future of the Democratic Party. Which direction are they going to take?
Mm-hmm.
And Biden is the answer to the question for most Democratic voters. If the question is, which one of these 20 people running for president is most likely to be able to defeat Donald Trump? If that's the question, then Biden sits very well. But I'm not sure that that's the question. There seems to be an awful lot of energy in the Democratic Party among younger voters, more progressive voters, and they seem to be looking to answer a different question, not who's best able to beat Donald Trump, but who is best able to lead the Democratic Party to the left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are falling all over themselves to get to the left of each other. We've got
right.
Medicare for all, single-payer health care system that will destroy private health insurance for 180 million people.
Well, we already got a taste of that under Barack Obama. Look at Obamacare, what that did. And we're still enmeshed in that mess.
You're right, but that was just a taste, believe me. Compared to what single payer would be, Obamacare is a godsend. My goodness.
Right.
But then you've got the Green New Deal. In 12 years, we're going to get rid of all carbon emissions? Excuse me? Well, we're going to retrofit every building in the United States. We're going to get rid of air travel. Really? Tell that to the people in Hawaii, will you?
Right.
How are
exactly.
they supposed to take a train?
Yeah. And on top of that, we got no cows and no hot dogs. So, boy, the misery index is just spiking right now.
That'll go over real well with cattle ranchers.
Yes.
And with 15-year-old boys who happen to like hamburgers and steaks.
Yes.
I mean, but that's okay, because for a segment of the Democratic voting electorate, the primary electorate, that seems to be the question they're asking. Who can get us to the left fastest?
Well, where's Sanders in all this? I mean, he seems to have lost some momentum here in this process.
Well, the good news, if you're Bernie Sanders, is you think back to 2016. You think anybody who was willing to vote for Bernie in 2016 is probably pretty well locked in. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 2016, he was ahead of the pack. He was clearly the leftmost Democrat in national office. And yet he got a sizable percentage of the primary electorate to vote for him. Now, if you're now Bernie and you're running again in the 2020 cycle, you're wondering, how many of the people who were with me in 2016 are not going to be with me in 2020? Why would they not be with me in 2020 if they were with me in 2016? What's the attraction? Is there somebody better looking, somebody more charismatic, maybe Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's set the world on fire over the last couple of weeks? Maybe he's drawing some away from Bernie Sanders. Maybe Kamala Harris, with her background. And don't forget, because California has moved up its primary.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be key. You're exactly right.
That will be absolutely key. There will actually be people voting by mail in California on the same day as the Iowa caucuses.
Right.
Which is kind of scary if you're not from California.
Yeah. Plus they're continuing to develop ballot harvesting, so anything can happen.
Right.
Lord have mercy. I know, this is a wild ride, Mr. Toad's wild ride, and we're off and rolling here. And, you know, even as far away as we are for the 2020, it just keeps coming at us at Mach 5 speeds here, Bill Pasco. So we'll have to continue to keep an eye on it, and I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, Bill. You take care.
You got to have a great day. Bill Pasco, he's the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, giving us some insight, yes, on the 2020 and the Democratic lineup, and Joe Biden still in search of a slogan. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Boehringer Ingelheim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a serious lung disease that affects nearly 16 million Americans. It is caused by long-term damage to the lungs that makes it hard to breathe. Common symptoms include wheezing, coughing, and struggling to take in a breath. Pulmonologist Jill Ohar, professor of medicine at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, is an expert on COPD.
COPD can't be cured, but there are ways to treat it. It's important to know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So you need to work with your doctor to figure out the right treatment for you. When speaking to your doctor about treatment options, I encourage everyone to learn more about what inhaler the medicine comes in.
Since COPD medicines are usually delivered through an inhaler, it's important that the conversation between a doctor and patient includes a discussion of the inhaler. For more on inhaler choice, visit treatingmycopd.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 300-plus outlets that are available to you, thank you for joining in here at Bill Martinez Live as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Is it just me or, am I just feeling this? But I always get nervous when I see Nancy Pelosi, getting giddy. And she was giddy yesterday, she and Chuck Schumer, coming out of the meeting with President Trump over infrastructure. But I think it was important for the Democrats to be able to tell the American people, hey, look, we can do all these investigations and send subpoenas and be about the people's business and maybe do something about infrastructure. We're here to talk more about it is Michael Lambert. He's a federal policy analyst at Americans for Prosperity. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So was I the only one that gets nervous when Nancy Pelosi gets giddy?
Well, I certainly get nervous when politicians of any stripe have big smiles on their face, especially when they're talking about tax increases.
Right, exactly. Well, even Bernie Sanders, drugs increase. I mean, he kind of loses his intonation a bit when they come up with the T word. But the Democrats, for them, I mean, this is more fodder for their cannons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, infrastructure is one of those interesting issues because it's something that politicians on both sides of the aisle, they want to bring home the bacon to their constituents, and they want to say to their states, here's what I was able to provide for you. Problem is, a lot of the spending that is done in the infrastructure, in the name of infrastructure, is pretty wasteful. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about more than doubling the current federal gas tax rate anyway, it's a big question to ask, well, where is this money going? I mean, we're talking about a 25 cent per gallon increase that would basically mean just shy of $400 billion in new taxes over the next 10 years.
Right.
But the problem is, over a quarter of that, 28% or so, in the past anyway, has gone to all these pet projects, and you've got bicycle paths, hiking trails, white squirrel sanctuaries, driving simulators, transportation museums. And, you know, we all agree that infrastructure is important and that there is an important role for government to play in that. But at the same time, if you're spending, if you're blowing over a quarter of the revenue you're taking in, you know, how's that fair, especially as a federal taxpayer? Just as an example, like as a federal taxpayer in Virginia, how is it fair for me to be subsidizing these pet projects in a state that I've never been to, and I've never been to this white squirrel sanctuary?
Right.
So, yeah, aside from just the
but they're so cute. They're so cute, Michael. They really are. But you bring up an excellent point here, and I'm hoping people catch this. Is that before we go forward, can we look back and say, how have we been doing? I mean, we've had all these other taxes and all these other plans for infrastructure, and, you know, we're dealing with bumpy roads, and you're going, wait a minute, what happened here? What happened to all the money that was already designated to infrastructure? But they just kind of let that go by the wayside, and the people forget about that, and then it's a sleight of hand kind of thing. It's like, don't look what I just put up my sleeve here. Look over what I'm showing you with this other hand here, and we need more infrastructure money. Well, what about the money that we gave you before?
Absolutely. And I think gas tax is an excellent example of you know, allowing people who use the system to actually pay into it, at least in theory. That's what it ought to be. It should be treated as a user fee. Mm-hmm. So when you have when you have taxpayers across the country putting in all of this money, again, to go to these pet projects, that's a problem in and of itself. But you mentioned, you know, well, a lot of people have the perception that our roads are crumbling and our bridges are in disrepair. And to be clear, you know, there certainly are areas and in certain roads and bridges that do need work and do need maintenance. These things need to be maintained over time. But by and large, if you look across the country, we are doing all right in terms of how our roads and bridges are doing. We actually don't have that many structurally deficient bridges, obviously the ones that are need to be looked at. But, you know, you compare us to other partners in the world, certainly parts of Europe, we're doing actually just fine if you look at the data on it. Both, you know, American Enterprise Institute has some good information on this. The Federal Highway Administration, their numbers suggest the same thing. So, you know, while we do need to maintain things, it's not as doom and gloom as you would think.
Right. Well, you know, everything with the Democrats is doom and gloom. I mean, whether it's climate change or whatever. I mean, that's the only language they know. So, you know, our bridges are going to be falling. And, if global warming doesn't hit us in 12 years, then maybe in 5, all our bridges will start falling. And in some cases, you know, there's almost abject, decisive inaction on some of these areas. You know, and I see the politicians seeming to utilize it to make a point, as opposed to, you know, doing something about it. It's like, okay, we're just going to let the constituents feel the pain until they finally decide to acquiesce and allow us to spend their money.
Sure. And this is another, it's the great area where, you mentioned sleight of hand, a lot of that spending is done in an indirect way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, we certainly agree that infrastructure requires a role for the government. But at the same time, it should be limited. So obviously, we need to be spending smarter on projects that are of a true national priority. We need to reform outdated and costly regulations that slow these projects down and increase costs for everyone, especially the taxpayer. And then ultimately, we need to be protecting them. We need to be in the business of protecting Americans from new and increased tax burdens.
Right.
We have a new report out at Americans for Prosperity that looks at a state-by-state analysis of what this would mean in terms of tax burdens. And I mean, some of them are just outrageous. You know, 60, 70, close to 80%. Increases in new tax burdens with this federal gas tax proposal.
Unbelievable.
And we're talking hundreds of dollars.
This is going to kill the middle class and poor. I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're talking about a middle income family, you know, having to pay, look at some of these numbers, close to $400 more in a year. And again, you consider a quarter of that's going to all of these nonsense projects. So that's just $100 out of that family's project pocket going to, you know, streetcars and ferries and probably in states that they'll never visit. So at a certain point, it just gets ridiculous.
Right. Well, you know, look at it. If the people do not speak up en masse and, you know, start ringing some phones at their offices of their representatives, then, you know, this is what happens. I mean, this is why America revolted in 2016 and said enough. And 63 million people voted for Donald Trump so that, you know, we'd send a new sheriff in town to do some business, do the people's business here. And as he said on Inauguration Day, he is turning the government back in the hands, the rightful hands of those that should govern. And that's we the people. But if we're not going to pick up the mantle and do our part, well, then, you know, the elites are, you know, they'll wait it out and they're happy to take it back.
Sure. And I completely agree. I think, especially on this issue, Americans across the country need to be ringing those phones and calling their representatives in Congress and say no to this federal gas tax increase. Certainly, if they're not going to consider reforming a lot of these things that we talked about and not diverting stuff to non-road issues, you know, they need to be doing that anyway. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, there shouldn't even be a question of a gas tax increase if they're not going to continue to, if they're not going to reform those.
Well, like anything, Michael, I mean, these are, you know, kitchen table decisions. People make these routinely. I mean, they got X amount of dollars that come in. They make decisions. Our government, they don't relate to that. And this is why mainstream America, the forgotten man and woman, you know, looks at D.C. and go, you guys are knuckleheads. I mean, you can't be spending money you don't have and continue to, you know, hoist this liability. It's bad enough it's on us, but this is going to our kids and our grandkids now. You know, can't we be more creative or demand that this government be more creative in coming up with solutions to, you know, affecting proper infrastructure and, you know, the good steward, better stewardship of the people's money here than just, you know, to me, it's kind of a non-creative default position. It's okay, we need this. How are we going to do it? Oh, tax. I mean, come on.
Sure.
You know, I think we're smarter than this, aren't we not?
Right, and when you have a class of people that are otherwise insulated from having to make those kitchen table decisions, they start making bad decisions that aren't in the interest of the people they represent. And but you're absolutely right, couldn't put it better myself. When you're talking about hundreds more dollars per year, I mean, that's a car payment, that's a mortgage payment, that's paying for school, that's paying for any number of things that it would just be more groceries, even more difficult to do if we're going to talk about raising the gas tax to ostensibly pay for roads and bridges, but also all of this other stuff. That
this is right
that
off the
be
top.
More efficient
yeah.
about.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, I love their setup on this whole deal. They say, well, look what we spend for gas. I mean, this kind of reminds me of Secretary Liu with the Obama administration. You know, he's driving around in the people's car. We're paying for his gas. And he's going, wait, I don't understand what America's upset about. You know, $8, I believe, you know, a gallon of gas should be going for $8. You know, look what they're paying in Europe.
Right.
Like,
well, and
are you insane?
And you ask those people, yeah, and you ask those people paying those prices if they wouldn't rather have a smaller, have a lower cost rather. They people move with their feet, and you see certainly people moving to low tax states, not just for gas tax, but any number of taxes.
Exactly.
People vote with their feet, and they move to where it's going to their bottom line is less affected.
Michael, are we getting to that point? Speaking of which. America is realizing we're just taxed too much. I mean, are we due for, I just sense this bubbling of a revolt of the people coming together and going, enough of this tax stuff. You know, we have got to rein this in.
I certainly think there's an element of that. You saw that a year and a half ago with tax reform. And by the way, this would completely, raising the gas tax would completely undermine a lot of that hard work.
Yes.
But I think there's still an element of that in the air. A lot of people are just, they're realizing day by day that more and more is coming out of their pocket. And for what? You know, where is this going?
Mm-hmm. And to your point, what you said earlier, which is critical, and that is how much waste there exists in government. I mean, James Coburn used to print out, I think he still does, but when he was a senator, he'd give us that annual waste book, and at the last time, I think it was $450 billion of duplicative waste. And meanwhile, I mean, this was years ago, so that is still continued. He reported on it, but government didn't do anything about it. So there's a lot of waste in them, our hills, that we need to mine out here. Michael Lambert, federal policy analyst at Americans for Prosperity, has been with us. Michael, thank you. Appreciate the insight and the time.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Maybe not.